Chapter 8, God Always. Yes, God always. He is always faithful. He is always on time. He always provides every need according to His will. On March 6, 1956, Roland sent a letter to prayer partners saying, "Just 150 days ago, I took 3 veteran missionaries to meet a freighter at a pier in Brooklyn. It was thrilling to help them with their baggage and to wave to them as they passed through New York Harbor. In a few years, I'll be on a boat going to Africa," I thought to myself. But the Lord had different plans, wonderful plans, plans He had been working out every detail regarding my sailing with precision timing. He not only is supplying all my needs, but supplying them on time. My sailing date is set for March 21st on the steamer Ebo. Please continue to pray that if it's His will, everything will be ready in order that I can sail on that boat. As Roland left the USA and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to Liberia, he knew he could trust his Lord to continue to meet his needs and the needs of the missionary radio station, ELWA. His pastor from Atlanta, Georgia, wrote the following in the church paper, the Tabernacle Tidings, in March of 1956. Quote, "I thank God for the New Testament church back of me and people who are praying for me," Roland Cornelius said as he left Atlanta this week for Liberia, where he will be engaged in the work of missionary radio. So another tabernacle missionary goes forth, counting on our prayers. We can reach more people by radio in one day than David Livingstone reached in a lifetime. And how they need to be reached. 9% of the world speaks English. 90% of the Christians of the world are within this 9%. 94% of the preachers of the world minister to the 9%. And 96% of the money given for Christian work goes to the 9%. Surely we hear the call which comes ringing over the restless wave. Send the light. May the Lord raise up more missionaries, more men like Roland. After arriving in Liberia and getting settled in his own part of the ministry of Elwha Radio, Roland sent another prayer letter to his prayer partners. Radio station ELWA, Box 192, Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa, August 1956. "Dear friends, because God wants us to do His will more than we could ever want to do it, He leads us one step at a time. Looking back on my life, short though it is, I see that all things have worked together for good. He has led me step by step. Each day I'm more convinced that this is His perfect will for my life right here at radio station ELWA. No, I didn't get seasick coming over. Another couple coming to Elwha and I had a wonderful 22 days on the ocean. We left New York under a blanket of snow 17 inches deep. Give me Africa any day. It is wonderful to have a part in this mighty voice that proclaims the gospel to thousands daily. Yes, but what about results? We received well over 2,000 letters during the month of June from listeners writing to request hymns and gospel songs. Many of these told of blessings received through the broadcast. There were those who enrolled in our radio Bible school. Some wanted spiritual counseling, and others put their faith in Christ as their Savior. And that's not all. I wish you could see and hear the village people rejoicing when they hear in their own language the story of Jesus coming through the strange box that talks. Yes, Alva can turn any old radio into a missionary. Paul wanted the Christians to share the blessings of his ministry when he said, "Brethren, pray for us." Your missionary, Roland Cornelius.